We're talking with Dr. Brett Carver, of course, our wheat breeder at Oklahoma State University, Division of Agriculture. And Brett, you had a chance to kind of put a face on the wheat breeding part of our industry on this great American wheat harvest. You were trying to explain, I think, a little bit about what really goes on in what you're doing for the wheat industry.
Yes, from a research standpoint, I mean, it's kind of the foundation of our industry. But tonight it was more about getting that crop out of the field and into a safe place. And it just reminded me of, and I knew this, and I'm sure a lot of people know this in our own circle, but outside of agriculture, it's hard to realize just how vulnerable our crop can be. And I try to make that point in research is, you know, we try to reduce that vulnerability, reduce the risk in the agriculture, and we do whatever we can from a research standpoint to do that. But there's so many other risks involved, and watching that show really made me appreciate that in a positive way.
You know, as you think about this year, this is another one of those years where we've had a lot of risk out there, a lot of weather issues with the dryness and now this latest cold snap. You know, as you look at your research work, you know, how do you try to make good selections to deal with some of this craziness?
Well, that craziness all factors in, and you know, it's a bad year for the farmers, but it's never really a bad year for breeding because we look for stresses, and we're breeding for the ability of that plant to tolerate stress, whatever that stress is. And of course, we've had enough drought stress, I think, to go around for 100 years. But any experience we can have in working with a droughted environment, we're going to try to capitalize on that, and we do. But the progress is slow, you know, in terms of in the face of the farmer who is having to deal with a problem this year. You know, we're looking at progress over 10, 20 years.
When you think about, you know, some of the things that are out there, you know, we hear a lot of the talk about GMO wheat, which we realize, you know, is not a reality, at least at this point. But yet there's a lot of perceptions among consumers about that kind of stuff.
Yes, there's a lot of perceptions from consumers about agriculture in general, and GMO gets thrown into that. And it just comes back to the reminder to us is we have to be able to communicate what we're doing in agriculture from the research lab to the production field. And thank goodness we have films like this to help to get that message across the lights. And I think this is going to work.
And I guess maybe the one of the nice things about a film like this is that it does show the humanness of the farm operators and the folks that they're working with, like the custom operators.
Oh, yes. It really brings the family into this business. It's a big business, but there's a big family component to it. And I was a little bit in awe of that. I didn't have a full appreciation for that until this film.